Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I want you to know that the mothership has landed.
It's DA on CBS Sports Radio.
What's up, my brother? I want permission to come aboard the mothership.
Asking permission to join a sports talk spaceship? Well, we're all a little crazy. The mothership has connected.
The mothership.
Let's go.
Man, I'm feeling great.
I'm doing great.
Happy Friday, boys and girls. One question only. How do you feel?
Well, I feel good and I'm doing well.
That's all that really matters. We come to you live from the Quicken Loans Studios, national mortgage lender Quicken Loans. Apply simply, understand fully, mortgage confidently. How is everybody doing this morning, boys and girls? It's a Target Demo Friday, so let us know where you're at, how you're listening, and what you're doing. And we'll read those coming up later on in the hour. It's championship weekend. First the NFC game, then the AFC game. And joining us here on the show is a man who played in an AFC championship game. He's also a six-time Pro Bowler, a member of the 1980s All-Decade Team for the NFL, and a Pro Football Hall of Famer, and an analyst for the NFL on CBS, our friend Dan Fouts, joining us this morning on the show. Dan, good morning!
Good morning. Can't wait for tomorrow, or Sunday, right?
Yeah, man, we're all hyped up. I wish it were tomorrow. Everyone's excited about this. And let's start with the weather in Kansas City. It looks like it won't be as brutally frigid as originally expected, but still pretty cold. You played in the Freezer Bowl, an AFC title game where the freezing cold defined the game. How does, as a quarterback like Brady or Mahomes, how can you try to prepare for those types of conditions in a playoff game?
Well, the advantage that Brady has, obviously, is he's done it many, many times. In fact, it was, wasn't that long ago that, he played in a lot of snow and did quite well. So he has, obviously, the right mental framework, and that's really what it comes down to, is how you're going to handle it. But more than the cold, it's the wind that affects the quarterback, whether it's 0 degrees or 100 degrees. If it's windy, it does change the flight of the ball. But when you got Patrick Mahomes and his arm strength, I think that he's got the ability to cut through the wind as long as he keeps it in a tight spiral. So you saw last week he did not wear gloves, which is a pretty good indication that he feels he can handle it.
There weren't big plays to be had by the Chiefs necessarily through the air last week, but they definitely moved the football well, and Mahomes seemed to have control of the offense and put up points when they needed them and also put up points early. What did you learn about Patrick Mahomes playing in that playoff game, his first playoff game, which had been against a pretty good defense up to that point in the Colts?
No question, a great defense. You know, he's always so cool and calm. It's just never, things just don't seem to bother him. And he's got experience going against New England. He knows what they're all about now. And he's really well coached. Let's not underestimate the importance of Andy Reid and his ability to draw up game plans and work with Patrick Mahomes. How many head coaches do you see go right over after a series of plays and sit down on the bench with their quarterback and go over things? I mean, that's how involved Andy Reid is, obviously, in his offense. But so I think the combination of those two really bodes well for the Chiefs.
Dan Fouts joins us this morning on the show to look ahead to the championship games. You've had a chance, I'm sure, to sit down with Andy Reid a number of times over the years and kind of figure out what makes him tick. What do you think it's about Andy that makes him so unique as a play caller and an inventive, innovative offensive mind?
Well, that's just it. He is innovative. He's an inventor, if you will. He sees what he has in his personnel, whether it was back in Philadelphia with Donovan McNabb, You know, the success they had there, the success he had with Alex Smith in Kansas City, and now he's got a kid who really the sky's the limit with Patrick Mahomes. So that's the thing that I like when I do meet with Andy is that, you know, he's very open with us in our meetings. He actually is excited to share some of his ideas in the passing game. He knows my background with Don Coryell and the things that we did. And so I think there's a common feeling there that, you know, it's pretty exciting to throw the ball.
Is that any different from your meetings with Bill Belichick? He seems like a guy that's really open about sharing all of his ideas about football with you.
Well, if you don't have to know about this team or the game that's coming up, yeah, it's an enjoyable conversation. But once you ask him, hey, how's so-and-so feeling? And he'd say, well, he's got to play better. And we write that down and go on.
Dan Fouts joins us this morning on the show. There's so much attention on the quarterbacks, obviously, Tom Brady and Patrick Mahomes. But how about the ground game, especially if it's going to be cold out? Where do you lean towards each team kind of needing a ground game or having a better ground game to help out their quarterbacks?
Well, I think what New England has done this year is they've really turned the clock back with their running attack, adding, you know, Devlin at fullback and running a lot of high formation power plays. And with the versatility they have with Sony Michel and James White, Rex Burkhead, they've got the ability to keep guys fresh, but also each guy brings a little bit something different to the lineup. So I think, obviously, with Kareem Hunt no longer part of the picture in Kansas City, you got to give the edge to the New England Patriots as far as the running game is concerned, because it sets up the play action, which Brady is so good at and so quick at getting the ball out.
As a guy that played in maybe the most beautiful offense of his era, which offense do you like watching more in the NFC Championship game? Do you enjoy watching Breeze run the Saints offense or Goff and McVay run the Rams?
Well, I got to admit, I like them both. I mean, what's not to like about both offenses? So, you know, the Rams game, I thought last week, really they sent a message to the Saints and probably the entire league with the way they ran the ball. That with C.J. Anderson taking a lot of the load off of Todd Gurley, just having two guys over 100 yards rushing against that Dallas defense, that was really eye-opening.
Yeah, and I wonder, do you think that ends up being a key for Sunday's game? Do the Rams have to be able to run the football to win this game?
No question, especially on the road in the Superdome, where if you can just keep pounding the ball behind that offensive line as they did against Dallas, that'll take that great crowd out of the game somewhat. And that's important because it's a very unique, loud crowd, as it is in Kansas City, too. But inside a dome, it can get even worse. So for the Rams, the blueprint, I would think, would have to be very similar to what they did against the Cowboys.
Is it shocking to you at all that at 32 years old, Sean McVay could be coaching in a Super Bowl?
Well, having met with him, he doesn't appear to be 32 years old. He just seems like, you know, he's got such great energy and such great knowledge and recall. He's a gamer. I mean, if a coach could be a gym rat, that's what Sean McVay is.
It does seem insane, doesn't it, that he's 32? I mean, I agree with you. He doesn't strike you as 32. It seems insane that he is 32 years old and on the cusp of a Super Bowl, doesn't it?
Well, I've got socks that are 32 years old.
Are they going to the Super Bowl? Dan Fouts joins us this morning here on the DA Show. When it comes to Drew Brees, he has been under the shadow of Peyton Manning and Tom Brady for the duration of his career. He's obviously been a Hall of Fame type guy. When you watch Drew Brees operate an offense, what are you seeing in terms of the mastery that he has at it?
You know, I broadcast games with Brent Musburger on ABC college games way back when Drew was a star quarterback at Purdue. And what struck me then strikes me still to today is his vision of the field. He seems to see every inch of the field and where the receivers have that advantage on the field. So I think that, you know, that's part of the mastery. It's something that has always been with him in my mind, is that when he's back there in the pocket, He doesn't get rattled. He just knows exactly what he wants to do with the ball, and he knows exactly where the defenders are on the field.
The NFL on CBS analyst Dan Fouts, who's also a Pro Football Hall of Famer, joining us this morning here on the show. Check out more information about Dan by going to his website, danfouts.net. Dan, I always love our conversations, man. Enjoy the football coming up this weekend, bud, and watch those Sox.
Take care, guys.
All right.
Appreciate it.
You got it. Dan Fouts joining us this morning here on the DA Show on CBS Sports Radio. Mraz coming through. You've got to feel like you just clinched the Lamar Hunt Trophy or the George Halas Trophy going to a Super Bowl.
This is the best day of my life. I'd like to thank everybody out there. Dan Fouts, the cell phone provider. Dan Fouts himself. Pete for punching it up on the board. And most importantly, myself for having the wherewithal to text him.
After it did not work out earlier in the week, I know you were a little nervous coming into that spot. When you heard the phone connection at first be a little shaky, where was your head at?
Well, it was not good specifically because right away Pete said, you hear this guy's phone? And my response to Pete was, Pete, shut up, we have him. And that was it. So once, you know, we were off and running, look, at that point, if you cut it off after 2 minutes of the phone connection, I won as far as I was concerned. I got him on the show.
Was there any thought that perhaps when you answered the call or he answered, make sure he's on a landline, make sure he's not on speakerphone, or was it as long as he picks up, we're fine?
To me, it was as long as he picks up, we're fine, because that counts again as a win. We got him at least connected at some point, and I knew in an hour we're on to the weekend anyway.
Do you feel like this momentum can carry over to the next guest, to Monday's guest, to next week's guest bookings?
No, I don't. I think momentum's as good as your next day's starting pitcher. And frankly, I don't know. I got nothing on tap for Monday. I'll find something. I'm sure Charles Davis will answer.
All right, hit us on Twitter on a Target Demo Friday at 855-212-4CBS on the phones or on Twitter, as I mentioned, DA on CBS or on Facebook, facebook.com/TheDAShow. You know, Dan Fouts had the worst break ever. He's had a great life, don't get me wrong, but the worst break ever. The only AFC championship game he ever gets to because of a defense that oftentimes just was a disaster for the Chargers when he was putting up crazy amounts of points with one of the greatest offenses ever, was that they go down to Miami to play in the Epic of the Orange Bowl. That's the Kellen Winslow game, where it's, I mean, just sultry, hot, moist.
I'm a little wet, a little drippy.
And it's an overtime game. It's a barn burner. It's a comeback. And they absolutely exhaust themselves in the sweltering heat of Miami to figure out a way to win that game. The Chargers then end up in the AFC Championship game in Cincinnati in the coldest day in Cincinnati's history, where it's 59 below wind chill on the river, because the river goes by Riverfront Stadium, on artificial turf in January of 1982. And it's just impossible for them to rebound because, I mean, they just come from sweltering, hot, disgusting, steamy Miami to then the coldest day on a record in Cincinnati's history. And they could not do anything with it. And give Ken Anderson credit, because Ken Anderson for Cincinnati was able to run the football, or able to throw the football rather, and could use kind of short passes to move the ball. Fouts is like, what am I doing here? I'm throwing it into gales of wind. I can't throw a spiral, and we're toast. And the Bengals end up winning the AFC Championship game way back when the Bengals used to win playoff games. 855-212-4CBS. When we come back here on the DA Show, the New Orleans Superdome is unveiling four new foods for Sunday's NFC Championship game. They've got crab in them. They've got gator in them. We will rank the Superdome's new foods for the playoffs coming up here next. DA, CBS Sports Radio.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
Grab a surge protector. You're about to be zapped.
Oh,
It's DA on CBS Sports Radio.
That's how you'll be feeling after Mraz's football food of the week, sausage and peppers and potatoes on garlic bread. You can check out his breakdown of this weekend's games and his football food of the week recipe at daoncbs.com. Remember, there's so many different ways you can listen to the show on your phone. Listen to us using the CBS Sports app, the radio.com app, or Apple Music. You can also watch us on any device at watchda.com.
I'm electronically ignorant.
This is exciting for everybody. The New Orleans Superdome is serving four new special dishes for the Saints and Rams NFC Championship game. Let's go through these. Again, this is what New Orleans does best. They break out brand new food for a big game, and it's all kooky and crazy. All right, so Mraz, let's start off here with the Beat LA Barbecue Pulled Pork Bowl. It's creamy stone ground grits, slow smoked bourbon pulled pork, barbecue chow chow, topped with crispy onion straws. On a scale of 1 to 5 footballs, what are we giving them?
I'm going to give that a 2 footballs. The only reason
2 out of 5.
Yeah, look, here's the reason. I don't love grits. And I think if you don't like grits and you go heavy on grits in some kind of football food there, it will sink the meal. So this is an anti-grit take by me.
I love grits. I love pulled pork. I don't like the name here, Beat LA Barbecue Pulled Pork Bowl. You just added Beat LA onto something already probably existing. To me, it's fine, but it doesn't get me hot and bothered. I'm going 3 footballs on the Beat LA Barbecue Pulled Pork Bowl. Number 2, the Pigskin Po' Boy. Smoked New Orleans sausage, braised pork belly and onions, topped with barbecue chow chow and microgreens. How do we feel about the Pigskin Po' Boy?
This I'm going to give a 4 footballs out of 5. How could you not? Look, first of all, you get smoked sausage, and you're getting the pork belly. And you know what? If you're going to throw greens, they might as well be small. So you go on the microgreens there, right, on a football food. If I can, just so I don't fake my way through this, what exactly is barbecue chow chow?
Don't know that.
I get the feeling it's probably like a coleslaw you top on barbecue food.
Perhaps.
Maybe. But look, it's chow chow and it's barbecue. I'm sure it's delicious. So for 4 footballs here, there's nothing I would really stray away from. And if you wanted to stray away from greens, they're micro.
I love pork belly. Sausage and pork belly and onions might give me a little heartburn during the game. So I'll go 3 here. Again, 3 footballs for Pigskin Po' Boy. Number 3. Fleur de Lis crab cake sandwich, a pan-seared crab cake, pickled slaw, baby arugula, and special Houdat sauce served with kettle chips. Where do we stand on the crab sandwich?
I love it. I love it. I think I'm going 5 here. Number 1, the crab cake will be a little light. I don't care how pickled or how pan-seared it is. It's not deep fried, so pan seared makes it a little lighter. Number 2, I love arugula now. I really have.
Wow.
I've gotten into an arugula. Arugula is great on pizza, by the way.
That's one of the biggest upsets of the NFL season.
This will shock you. Arugula I would consider a microgreen. But the Houdat sauce is probably excellent. I bet you it's not tartar. It's probably something a little tangy. How do you not love it?
I would agree. This is my 5 because I feel like I can really get down with New Orleans crab. The crab down there is amazing. I love crabs and crab cake. And crab cake pan-seared on a nice roll with the Houdat sauce, kettle chips. That feels like, to me, the perfect in-stadium meal there. It's not too sloppy. It's a sandwich. It's fresh. It's going to be unique. I like everything about that. That's 5 footballs for me as well. And then finally, Alligator BLT, gourmet fried alligator BLT stacked on ciabatta bread, lettuce, tomatoes, crispy bacon, fried green tomatoes, Cajun mayo, and kettle chips. Where do we stand?
I'm giving this 5 footballs.
2 fives here.
I'm giving this 5 footballs. Look, it's unique. Maybe it's not unique to people living in New Orleans, but for, you know, a fat, bald, white guy up here in New York, this is bizarre.
Uh-huh.
I love BLTs, and I love ciabatta bread, and I've never had alligator. But alligators have bitten enough people, it's time we started getting some revenge. So if I have an alligator on ciabatta, which is an underrated bread, by the way, and you give me the fried green tomato, the regular tomato, the bacon, the lettuce, and you get a little Cajun mayo. Cajun mayo is very good.
I agree.
I imagine it's even better there.
I agree.
Heck yeah, man. Heck yeah, you give me this at halftime. That's a 5 out of 5.
So I would go 4 out of 5 here. I've had alligator before. I feel like it's a tougher, stringier chicken tender. It's like a really thick chicken tender. It's fine. It's good. But I'm not crazy about the alligator. I do love, as you said, a ciabatta bread. I love the lettuce, tomatoes, crispy bacon. I love the fried green tomatoes on that. I really like that combination. And then I like the Cajun mayo in there. So I like the whole thing. I just don't love gator, so I'm going to go 4.
Well, see, that would be my point. If I didn't like the gator, or if those of you out there maybe going to Superdome don't, there's enough there that probably covers up whatever you wouldn't like about the gator, and it's all one juicy bite. And I've often been raised in a deli household, Bob
sure.
the deli man, working many years at a sandwich
Instead
artist.
Of raised in a religious household, raised in a deli household.
I was taught this at a very young age.
Uh-huh.
Bread can make or break a sandwich.
You always speak that.
And if you have a good fresh ciabatta, that may be all you need to turn a 1 football food into a 5 football food, Damon.
And those are the 4 meals, the 4 new dishes the New Orleans Superdome is unveiling for this weekend's NFC Championship game. Pete the Body Bilotti, I know you're probably a little bit more of a reserved eater than to try alligator and these types of things. Anything strike you there that you would eat?
I actually might try some of the, maybe an alligator.
Oh,
I might.
Okay.
I might. Depends upon what type of mood I'm in.
Okay.
Depends upon if I have a couple of brews in me.
Okay.
I might try just for the feel, just to see how it is. And then I probably will really hate it or love it and go one way or another.
Yeah, I don't know if it's the type of thing, though, that you eat at a ball game, because it feels like it's very distracting. If you've never had it before, it's kind of distracting if you're trying to focus on the actual game itself.
Yeah, it's not exactly hot dogs, peanuts, and crackers.
No, not exactly. That's right. That's a good way to put it. Aaron tweets, I can't tell if I'm more excited for the NFL playoffs or the start of the Alliance. My daughter and I decided we are going to be diehard Memphis Express fans. Hashtag football for when football ends. Hashtag keep it going until September. I kind of love the idea of deciding we are going to be diehards. Like, I think diehard only comes with once you are actually a fan, right? I don't know if you can declare yourself a diehard before a game is even played, but I love it, and I'm going to give you a little secret here. Once the NFL ends, and Andrew Bogusch's 9-game package of calling Delaware Blue Hens men's and women's basketball ends, we're going to need to keep this momentum going with Bogues. We know that Mraz, a couple months ago, shredded Andrew Bogusch's resume, shredded his career, and Bogues has now taken a nice step, a 9-game package on regional cable to Delaware Blue Hens men's and women's basketball. But that's going to end. And that's where we believe Bogusch, as one of the voices of the Alliance, could step in. Now, he's not going to be calling play-by-play there, but we're going to try to position him as an authority on the Alliance to perhaps help elevate and push him to the forefront and let the powers that be around the country realize he's a great broadcaster and deserves more shots.
Oh, my God.
So you just wait and watch, because Bogues and Alliance go together like Bilotti and Gator. Okay, right now, they're the perfect combination.
And safety, Keanu Neal.
It's coming. Aaron also tweets, I just created a Twitter account just to comment on the show. Hashtag no other reason. Hashtag big fan. Hashtag, my God, it's the Milwaukee Brewers music. Aaron, good job by you. I highly encourage everybody out there, if you don't have a Twitter handle, just create one just to comment on the show and never use it other than that. Twitter is a pit of despair, noise, and poison. But if you use it simply to crack one-liners on the show and you just engage with us in that way, I'll read all of them and you'll love your life.
By God, that's the Milwaukee Brewers music!
And you'll be helping democracy. So start a free Twitter account and use it to trash everything that happens on the show.
By God!
By God! When we come back here on the show, we've got your Target Demo Friday, which is very exciting. plus your epic fail, a throwback to when we feared for our lives in San Francisco in what the kids call the TL, the Tenderloin. DA, CBS Sports Radio.
Now get zapped while the sun is out.
We all had to take health and gym.
Remember when you
not
said...
Not Choir, not Adele. Josh Groban, not Adele.
You said that's for Vegas knockoffs. This whole thing started because you're a Vegas knockoff lounge karaoke
star. I am the adult contemporary Huge Freeze. Stop.
DA on CBS Sports Radio.
On Thursday's show, we will serenade and celebrate Huge Freeze's iconic career here on the DA show. It was brief, but like a comet, it shone brightly. He's someone of the Gale Sayers, the Terrell Davis of the DA show. A career that was cut short due to terrible football picking. We will raise his banner to the rafters on Thursday. The first ever, really, ceremony of this sort in DA show history, but it's very well deserved. What could have been, I mean, obviously injuries cut things short. It was all too brief of a career. We thought it would go much longer than it did. However, Huge's run on the DA show lasted less than a calendar year.
Hey now, don't dream it's over.
No, it's over. And on Thursday, his 4XL Vikings jersey gets raised to the rafters. We will have celebrities who will have their own thoughts on the matter. We'll have, obviously, a memorandum of his great moments that we'll play on the Jumbotron, a montage that I'm sure will get all a little weepy. It won't be a dry eye in the house because really there was greatness there, and it was cut short. And I think the sports world lost a good one when Robbie went 75 games under 500 in picking college football.
But if I ever tell you about Maxine, you'll...
And I can confirm the event will be catered as well.
This week's PGP, the Permission Granted Podcast, delves into preparation of the event, what's going to go into the event, also how Huge's emotions are, where his nerves are. He talked about nostalgia. He talked about walking back down these halls one final time to look at... To look at the studio where he sang the Perfect Strangers theme song for one final time. He remembered.
Come on.
Sometimes
now.
You just get a feeling like you need some kind of change.
He's going to look around at the studio lights. He's going to look around at the familiar faces where he spent so many Thursdays picking Western Michigan incorrectly against the spread.
When he didn't have to call in because somebody got hit by a train.
He's going to look around and see the microphone where he picked Minnesota plus the four time and time and time and time again and kept losing. And he'll think about singing reggae. He'll think about the iconic moments of channeling his inner Sinatra. And he'll remember what it felt like when, in the prime of his career, to be a hero that the DA show needed.
Murder, she wrote. Murder, she wrote.
I'm sure it's going to be somewhat wistful, emotional for him to sit back in the studio where he tried to choke down really hot salsa by shoveling a pint of vanilla ice cream down his gullet at the same time. Mm-hmm. But we say so long to somebody I think that the sports world will mourn the loss of.
Far Bombay.
Out of all the ridiculous things we have ever done, this may have topped it. We're retiring. We're retiring that guy's jersey to the rafters. We don't even have rafters.
A story arc that will extend 212 DAs. We got a lot of lights made out of rafters.
I could just imagine us hanging a giant 4XL Bryant McKinney Vikings jersey from the TV lights and Tiki and Tierney being like, what the hell are you guys doing?
It'll take about an hour.
Pharrell takes it down since it's blocking the TV for the Penguin game.
All right, let's get to your Ask the Pros question of the day, brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices, excellent customer service at O'Reilly. Better parts, better prices every day. Dan in L.A. asks, D.A., do you think the Rams are better suited this Sunday to beat the Saints than they were earlier in the season when the Saints ended up beating them? Yeah, I do. I do think that the Rams are better suited now. I think they're healthier than they were. I think also having that experience is going to help them. I think preparing for how noisy it is in the Superdome is always difficult if you haven't played there before. I think now they actually have that under their belt. And one thing they can take away from that is, had they just played an even keel game early and stopped the explosive plays, they not only could have won that game, but maybe they should have won that game. They just got behind so early, it took all of their gas to play catch up and tie it up. And eventually the Saints broke their back with a long drive and then the field goal and then the game-breaking touchdown at the end as well. But I think that the Rams, the way that they're running the football now, did not have C.J. Anderson at that point in time. Having Gurley supposedly back to good health and coming off that win over the Dallas Cowboys, yes, I do think the Rams are better suited Sunday than they were earlier in the year to beat the Saints. It's a Target Demo Friday, boys and girls.
It's a three-hour black hole block party. Here's what our listeners are doing as they connect to the mothership.
An hour toll-free line brought to you by Geico, everyone. Quick way you could save money switching to Geico. Homeowners, renters, motorcycle insurance, too. Get it all. Geico.com. Brandon on Facebook writes, I'm listening on the CBS Sports app. I'm in the Pacific Northwest, and I'm getting ready to head to work.
I don't even have a job, Damien.
Travis is also on the CBS Sports app at the wonderful place I get to call work. And I'm trying not to burn down this shop right now.
You are a machine of death.
Don't do it! Evan on Facebook is on the Radio.com app in the Florida swamp, and I'm working to get to Beer 30.
How many beers ago? Probably 1,000.
Adam Ray on Facebook, listening on the iHeartRadio app in Salt Lake City, surviving some storms in life, and grateful for you guys giving me some laughs when I need laughs right about now. Glad we could help you out, Adam Ray. Stay the course, stay positive. All things shall pass.
No, Michael.
Michael. Jonathan on Twitter, listening to the show on the CBS Sports Radio app, cruising the beautiful streets of East LA. Hashtag feeling good and doing well.
Well, I feel good and I'm doing well.
Myron, DA, can I get a beam? Happy Friday, taking the day off, having a colada here in Miami. That sounds tasty.
Nom, 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 nom.
Drew is heading up to Austin with the wifey for an overnighter to get some more work done on the half sleeve. You guys have a new D-Alien. She loves the show.
She's a bad girl, David.
Oh, thanks, yeah. Thanks very much. Lonnie, D-A, can I get a beam up? I'm in Arizona at work listening on radio.com. I listen to the show before yours and catch some of the one afterwards as well. Love the mothership. Hashtag you guys rock. Hashtag MikeyB45. Get him out.
Get him out.
Get him out.
Oh, Michael.
No, Michael.
Frank in Wisco, listening online, CBS Sports Radio, working on car stuff. Hashtag beam me up. Hashtag huge freeze. Get him out.
Get him out.
Beam up. James, D to the A, morning, my dude. Listening on the radio.com app, delivering on my route. Going to be taking in some college hockey tonight with the family while my brother is reffing. Here's to the whole mothership crew having a solid weekend. Beer emojis.
How many beers ago? Probably 1,000.
Suck down this hot dog.
DJ Rock, a Kansas City DA Show Hall of Famer, is in Beemore, Maryland. Ballmore, CBS Sports via the web. Chilling. Holla.
Oh, okay.
Holla, DJ Rock. Good to hear from you, my man. Pete tweets in, I'm listening on terrestrial AM radio here in Northeast Kingdom, Vermont, getting ready to hit the weights and record some original music of mine afterwards. Original music? Maybe kind of like the great Huge Freeze's original score? A songbird for a whole new generation, the Huge Freeze.
No, as a pop culture
fan. Maxine, her beauty's like a bunch of rose. But if I ever tell you about Maxine, you only say I don't know what I know. But
murder of crows.
Murder, she wrote. Murder, she wrote.
Ed tweets, I'm in Pennsylvania listening on CBS Sports Radio, working on an office paper, waiting for Sunday, hashtag go Rams.
I don't even have a job, Damien.
AZ in Wisco, tuning in via radio.com, getting pumped for tonight's ski club trip to Alpine Valley with my son and 185 other middle school kids. Oh, by the way, I get to be the chaperone. Hashtag living the dream. My man.
Get him out.
Caleb, sitting here looking around the room like Adam Gase, trying to wake up, about to hop in the car and take my boy to school.
What you think about that, D.A.?
All the fans think he's surprised he's got Adam Gase's eyes.
Fernando, listening on CBS Radio in Vegas to the old Englanders, Brady and Belichick, cry about being underdogs. Hashtag, go Chiefs, go!
Day one!
Austin is in Kingsport, Tennessee, listening live in his work truck to the fuzzy radio while making deliveries in the terribly cold, rainy weather. Hashtag, a little wet, little drippy.
I'm a little wet, little drippy.
Adriana is in Podunk, Idaho, she says, listening to 93.1 The Ticket, getting ready for ice fishing and playoffs, baby. Hoping for some big red in Mahomes magic. We all know the Pats suck and can't win games. Hashtag buttermilk ranch. Hashtag horseradish on buttermilk ranch.
French onion, bacon, horseradish, buttermilk ranch.
French onion, horseradish.
French onion, bacon, horseradish, buttermilk ranch.
Buttermilk ranch. That's, by the way, the greatest receiver of all time, Jerry Rice. Who's going to be joining us on Radio Row. So we'll ask him about horseradish and buttermilk ranch. Mike is listening in Lawrence, Kansas, streaming online.
I'm electronically ignorant.
Dick Todd tweets, he's in sunny Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. 100.3 The Team. Hashtag cab guys.
I don't even have a job, Damien.
Jeff is streaming Apple Music live and direct from Fresno. Beam me up, D.A. Jrenz is preparing for big snow in Milwaukee, currently sitting in his office staring into monitors with Adam Gase's eyes. Listening on the radio.com feed, having a father-daughter dance at it and leaving work early. He's got Adam Gase's eyes.
All the fans think he's surprised he's got Adam Gase's eyes.
And finally, Paul is on radio.com, putting in time for the 9 to 5, getting ready to smoke some meat and drink some beer and watch my Chiefs take on the Pats. Remember, barbecue beats chowder every day of the week.
You need to eat like this. You need to eat like this.
I love my sausage smoke.
And that is your Target Demo Friday. Nice job, everybody. Let's get to your epic fail. We were talking about our first trip on the road on Radio Row as this show. And that was a couple of years ago in San Francisco for Super Bowl 50 when we ended up mistakenly staying in the Tenderloin District, which happened to be the homeless drug-addled district of San Francisco. And this led to an in-the-moment fearing for our lives that week. It's our epic fail.
Even the DA show is not perfect. We know. Shocking. Here's the epic fail.
So I'm like, let's catch a cab over to Ghirardelli because it's probably a 15-minute drive.
Yeah.
We've talked about the shady characters in our area. We've talked about there's people yelling a lot on the street. A lot of yelling.
Yeah, and not let's go Broncos, let's go Panthers.
A lot of screaming, a lot of yelling, a lot of angst. There's some illegal drug stuff going on the street, like not selling, like using.
Yeah.
Let's just walk a couple of blocks and we'll catch a cab.
Yeah.
It wasn't nice what I did.
That was probably the most scared and panicked I was at the time. There was a quote I heard in the distance that said, quote, I'll cut you.
Rat.
I don't know if it was directed at me, if it was directed at you, but I didn't want to find out.
This all, by the way, guys, is before breakfast. Okay?
Yes. So. You're talking about me eating an ice cream sundae early. These people are cutting people early.
It's 65 degrees and sunny. It's the most beautiful day ever. And
insane.
We're like, let's just keep walking, keep moving. Do not stop. Keep moving. But we are climbing a hill here.
Yeah, because San Francisco is basically built on Mount Everest.
All hills. So at some point, we just peter out. There's no way we can keep climbing hills.
I'm going to have a heart attack. So if they don't cut me, I'm going to have a heart attack. One way or another, I'm dead.
I love the nightlife, and I like to boogie.
We hit a plateau, and I'm like, okay, let's just wait for a cab here. And you're like, should I call a cab? I'm going to call a cab. Maybe I should call a cab. And I'm like, I don't have a phone number for a cab. You're like, I'm calling a cab. You get on the phone trying to call a cab, and now it's like all hell is breaking loose. people are screaming, people are yelling, people are using drugs.
It was like a zombie apocalypse. You felt them closing in on us.
Yeah, yeah. And they're trying to talk to us. They're trying to ask us stuff. And then they're blaring music and trucks are going by. And I'm like, I have never felt...
Ass-whoopings, only an ass-whooping for so long.
At such a loss, I thought that maybe we were in Bangladesh or some type of country where it would be totally foreign. We were in the middle of San Francisco.
In daylight.
Epic fail, you loser.
That is why you fail.
Epic fail.
It's really funny. Walking through the Tenderloin District to Ghirardelli, past scores of homeless people panhandling, screaming crazy things, doing drugs in broad daylight, was maybe the most scared I've ever been, and it was broad daylight.
Yeah, and you think about how great pork tenderloins are. Why name a district that's so bad if there's something so delicious?
Yeah, it's so true. That will do it for us this morning here on the DA Show. Thanks to Sean Mraz, executive producer. Thanks to Pete the Body Bilotti on the Wheels of Steel. Thanks to Andrew Kaplan at WatchDA.com with a simulcast. And thanks to Brad Heller on your headlines. Thanks so much for a great week of shows, everybody. I will see you on Sunday Morning Football for a full-on preview of that day's games. Be good and be good to one another. The Mothership disconnects.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.